Blog Talk Radio.
Hear a heartbeat from a thousand miles, and the heavens open every time she smiles. And when I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I'm running to her like a river flows. So give me love, 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 crazy love. So give me love, 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 crazy love. She gotta find some humor when I'm feeling low down. Yet when I come to her, when the sun goes down, she takes away my troubles, takes away my grief, takes away my heartache, right to sleep. She give me love, 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 crazy love. She give me love, when I'm returning from so far away, she give me some sweet loving, brighten up my day. Yet it make me righteous, ooh, and it makes me whole. Yet it make me mellow down to my soul. She give me love, 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 crazy love. She give me love, 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 crazy
around you.
Can you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life? Girl, me want to just squeeze ya, put me things all around ya. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Me hide them gems, me no care. You take it anytime, anywhere. In a despair, so in a fear. And as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl, me can't wine for me. Me want a girl, me can't take care of me. Let me feel it, let me feel it. Oh, me have a really squeeze it. Y'all me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around, yo. Y'all you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Y'all me just want to squeeze ya, put me things all around ya. Y'all you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Hold on, like a fast bike on the road, rum 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 rum. Y'all pon the back and say boom 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 boom. Give me the maga one now, the fat kum kum kum. When I play last one time, me come to kum kum. Me out of control, I'm one for your see what's in her soul. She say more for more and still she grown. And still me multiply more, y'all me want to just fall, yeah. Put me arms right around, yeah. Can you give me the tightest hold me ever get seen in my life? Y'all me want to just squeeze, yeah. Put me arms right around, yeah. Can you give me the tightest hold me ever get seen in my life? Yeah, around ya. Yeah. Tightest one ever get in my life. Little little dead, yeah. Me in my life, oh. Me hide them try and me no care. Me take it anytime, anywhere. In a fear, so in a fear. Long as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl who take care of me. Me want a girl who can wine for me. Let me feel it, let me feel it. Show me that you can't turn. Y'all me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around, yo. Y'all you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Y'all me just want for squeeze, yo. Put me things all around, yo. Y'all you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
me that gets about. Ooh, when you do what you do, I'm empowered. You give me a superpower. Together the world could be ours. You pick me up on the counter, instantly a thunder shower. Stormin' for a couple hours. When we finish, take a shower. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours. Giving up on love. These niggas almost made me quit. Then I met you. When I met you, I knew this was it. I've never been in love like this. A love like ours. I pray for it on my knees. Every night for some hours. And hours and hours and hours and hours. And I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. What's yours is
mine and ours, and yours mine and ours.
I can sit and talk to you for hours, sit and look at you for hours, making love to you for hours, laying on your chest for hours, telling you jokes for hours, holding your clothes for hours, and I, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, I, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah,
gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number, if you're listening online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, go ahead and press 1, and let's talk about it. Tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours. Let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, one author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he happens to be the CEO of Raw Links. So hit that brother up and go ahead and say thank you for Epiphany Radio or get you some Raw Links. Come on. You owe it to yourself. Don't you deserve some Raw Links? I mean, I got mine. You got yours. Tonight's topic, Kiss Part 2. Last show, we had a very, very dynamic discussion around kissing. Tonight, we're going to continue that discussion with a different question. Just how electrifying is that first kiss? That first kiss can be so electrifying that it could make you rethink life, make you adjust, make you be like, ooh, what else am I missing? You know, I was watching a show yesterday called Bruh, and two brothers were exchanging conversation about being in love and about kissing. And the one guy said, he said, nah, man. He said, no, you don't kiss them on their lips. You kiss on their cheek, on their forehead, on their hand, but never the lips. Because once you kiss them on the lips, she got you and you got her. Is that because that first kiss is so electrifying? I mean, I think it's electrifying. Depends on how well you two vibe, how well you two connect, how much your energies match each other. And that moment when you kiss, those nerve endings makes you, like I said, rethink life, adjust, reevaluate. Like, man, ooh, what in the world am I missing? What are you missing? We're going to talk about it. But before we talk about it, let me go ahead and give you my piece for the evening. It's called Electric Kiss. I don't want to write about you. I want to write to you so I can see the emotions in your eyes, not emoji thoughts trying to understand why you chose the blushing one or the heart one. I just want to tell you that our first kiss was electrifying. My lips are still in static shock, and I'm magnifying just how much I can tell you exactly what I'm feeling about you. Those lips, those eyes, my hands on your inner thighs, trying to keep my composure from that pleasurable moment of that first kiss in my mind's enclosure. See, I don't want to write about you, but I want to write to you. Every magnitude of the depth of your rippled emotions, separating my ebbs and flow as I surf, preparing for our nightly devotions. As I deliver some of the most powerful words, laced with emotions I've never shared, much like romance nerds. That moment right there, yeah, right there, I unload some of my deepest dark secrets. Because all from the kiss, I feel this is a safe space with a calming outlet. In my daily thoughts, I fantasize about that moment our lips met and creating an undying movement in my heart. And I realize I want to keep having electrifying kisses with you. My lips quiver before they meet yours. And what do? When all I want to do is write to you and not about you. Poem. So what are your thoughts? What do you think? Just how electrifying is that first kiss? I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and let's dive into this conversation. Let's hear what you have to say. So first up on the mic tonight, one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, the host of Poetic Therapy, one third host of the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Don Yale.
Hey, Ben. Startled. What's good?
Ain't nothing. What's happening? How you feeling tonight?
I'm awake tonight.
You're awake tonight.
Yeah, let's leave that as an inside joke. It was embarrassing.
Well, I'm glad you're awake tonight.
Yes. Oh, man. This topic, man, bring back memories. Wow. It really does. Really, really great piece. I remember you gave a piece of that piece. Was it Monday?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, and I said I wanted to hear the rest of it tonight. Very, very nice.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. So these memories that this topic is bringing back, surely. You must have a comment on just how electrifying that first kiss is.
Okay. So, I'm going to put it like this. I've had several first kisses, but it was only that one that was really, really special. It was a real kiss. You know, when you're young, y'all know what the hell you're doing. You think you do because you've seen stuff on TV, people's body language and all of that. But, you know, when you are trying to imitate what you've seen and what you've heard, it, you don't really feel nothing. But then you got that one special one that comes along, and just when you kiss them and it's real, oh, man, it just changes your whole perspective on life.
Yes.
It makes you wonder, what the hell was I afraid of all this time? You know, and it makes you tingle. Places you didn't know could tingle, you didn't know about. And you just, every time you think of it after that, you just get this big old cheese smile. You feel light inside. It just changes something inside of you. It messes with your cellular structure. You just feel different. And it's a beautiful thing because you can, no matter how old you get, how long it is since you see that person, if you never see them again, that particular moment will always be special, regardless of what it is you go through in life. You think about that first kiss, that first real one, and you just feel like, that was really, really good.
What about that first kiss that right before it happens, that electricity and your lips are quivering and you're like, oh, my God, why am I so nervous? Why? And then the lips meet and touch and it's just like euphoria.
Euphoria is the word. Yes, it is. It's good like that. It is. But you know what? When I had that first special kiss like that, I really didn't understand what that was. I didn't even know those terms to give it, give those feelings those terms. But now I know. And, yeah, it does. It puts you in a sense of euphoria where you just, I mean, you're just floating.
Yeah. And then you have that
thing in the world.
And then you have that moment when you have that kiss and you walking away and you feel like my girl in Soul Food. Not Soul Food. What's that movie? Waiting to Exhale. It's like, oh, I hope he's not watching me walk away. He is watching you walk away. You didn't kiss that man like that. He definitely watching you.
Turn around and say, he's watching. Yes. That's one of my favorite movies right there.
That's that kiss right there. That's that kiss.
I want to ask you a question.
How you going to ask the host a question? What?
I can't ask you a question.
Hey, y'all, how we get to ask me a question? Go ahead, ask a question.
Let's talk about it, right?
It is.
Right?
Go ahead.
Okay, so it calls for conversation, which in turn you can have a question in there. Okay, so have you had that same effect with other kisses?
No. Because no individual is the same. No energy is the same.
Right.
So the kisses are different, right? I have had some where I thought that they were great as a first kiss, and then I meet someone else, and it's like, whoa, now that was a first kiss. So no, I never had that same effect because I don't never have any expectations on the kiss. It's all about how we interact, how we vibe, how our energy is, how do we mesh as individuals, right? Okay. You know, and you can have the kind of energy where you kiss and, you know, something spiritual happens. Maybe some mm-hmm. waist beads snap. You know, you're wearing waist beads, and maybe they snap, but, you know, there's a different kind of energy, or maybe the lights might flicker, you know. And we think that, you know, that's a common thing, but in reality, that is your energy as the two of you interacting, radiating throughout the space or the area that you're in. So you don't pay attention because you're so focused on the kiss, but there are things mm-hmm. happening around you in that moment, and it's just like, ooh. That's why I'm waiting to recreate that love, Jones, with the rain and all of that, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so, yes.
Can I ask one more question?
No, you're at your limit. You're at your limit. You don't let this be a lesson to you.
All right.
You're at your limit.
All right. I'll save it. All right. That's what's up.
You're right. I agree
with that. Yeah.
But now that we've gotten the Q&A out of the way, y'all hear that? I must be a poet or something. What did you bring for us tonight?
I brought a very, very, very short piece, but it's something.
Okay, but whatever you're doing moving around in that background with that paper, okay, that's got to stop because it's messing with your sound quality. And I don't want it to interrupt you with this piece.
I got the phone sitting in the first.
Okay. I don't want that to mess with your quality of your delivery. So, yeah, you go ahead to fix that real quick.
All right. How's it sound now? Is that better?
Perfect. All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is untitled. Let me get my screen together. I've always been drawn to you. And though every kiss we shared has been special, but what I felt from our first kiss was beyond that. Still affects me today as if it's the love affair of my lifetime. That moment our lips first touched brought memories of our touches from lifetimes ago, and in that moment, my mind, my body, and my soul came together, now unafraid to start again, and composed a poem of my forever offerings, which reads, expose my heart to the stars in your galaxy, and I will give you the only key that unlocks dedicated transparency of my soul. This is an unbreakable bond of a celestial love affair. Our connection has been foretold between the pages of a book that sits at the edge of the universe, and no matter where I go, my heart will always be drawn to you. You've touched me on a level only privileged in the fifth dimension, because tasting your ecstasy goes beyond you physically, spiritual worship. So keep reaching for my light and love, for it is always seeking to cover and help you. And that's that piece.
Okay, now. Okay, y'all. Y'all hear this? Ooh-wee. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's a beautiful piece. You said short.
Thank you.
Girl, that was a piece packed full of all its natural ingredients. And my goodness, I loved it.
Thank you.
Now, I have a message for you.
Uh-oh.
The security team said they don't know where you get off coming in here asking questions, taking up more time. They don't appreciate that. They said, listen, you got your own gig. You want to ask questions. But here, you listen. So I don't know what they have for you when you get over there, but tonight's champagne is imported from Switzerland. And they said they got your bottles, but they got something else for you too. So.
Uh-oh.
look, I'm cool with it because they ain't harassed me tonight. They said they going to get you. I said, oh, okay then. All right. So I'm warning you now. I'm warning you now. But before you go over there, hold on, man. Hold on. It ain't my fault. She was, look, just relax. See, now to get Nancy.
I'm coming,
let everybody
fellas,
know.
I'm coming.
Can you let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry, some healthy conversation, and some smooth sounds from my playlist. Alternating Monday night, I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with Epiphany's own CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. Y'all come on by there because we got a second half of the show, and it's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen. That challenges your creative writing style. It puts you in a time constraint. Now, every Wednesday night, child, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Now there, I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now the topic, you know how we play around with it. We like to tease y'all. You get there, you come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, Poetic.
All right. No, I'm Poetic tonight. I'm Poetic tonight.
Okay.
Well, get yourself on over to that. To that VIP lounge, security teams. Ooh, they said they got something for you tonight. Ooh, baby.
Here I come, fellas. Let me put my heels on. Here I come.
They said they got a few new things that they'd like to share with you. So.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
One mic. Take your socks off.
One mic. Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Pearl La Negra. You can check her out as you just heard her. Alternating Mondays so far. Depends on how long we can keep For Real the Poet, you know, unretired, but we'll see. In the Soul Cafe Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone, and my goodness gracious. Ooh, that show. And then every other Saturday, Poetic Therapy. So catch her next Saturday. Catch her this coming Wednesday. Next up on the mic, we have my good brother, ladies and gentlemen, the musically gifted one, C-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, I thank you for the invitation, and I'm doing well, just getting off the independent contractor gig for right now and catching your show. La Pearl La Negra, you did your thing. And
absolutely, bro.
As for the song selections, suggestions for those who were singing them, Imodium, that'll stop your runs. I'm just saying right now. Yeah, I know you got imported Switzerland champagne. I remember there's this part of The Price is Right. I'm not going to talk about the host, but there was a part called Cliffhanger.
I remember.
And they sound like they were going off the cliff. I'm sitting here like Boosie right here. I'm like, come on, dog. Come on, man. I'm like, dude.
Oh, man. Anyway, I love it, bro. I love it, man. I love it. Good to have you, bro. Good to have you. Thank you for tuning in and accepting the invites, man. I appreciate you. Man.
Yes.
My brother.
Now, I understand you have a question for me.
I do. Just how electrifying is that first kiss?
I'm going to say it was awkward. It was my start as a porn star. It was in a public place of affection. And you try to have that public displays of affection, you're standing like you're pledging allegiance and in some
right.
hand-me-downs.
Right,
I'm talking
right,
about
right,
tight
right.
hand-me-downs and stuff like that. I'm like, these are memories you don't really want, but the kiss was electrifying.
Yeah.
Because the girl kind of looked like, you remember the movie Baps, right?
Yes, I do.
It wasn't Hallie. It was the other one.
Oh, Lord.
But put some Regina King eyes in her. That's who gave me the kiss.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you speak of something that most don't think about. You talk about PDA, right? And it being awkward.
Yeah.
And you're right. Depending on the setting, depending on where you are, that kiss can be the awkwardest kiss. But it can have an electrifying effect. You know, it's like kissing in the public and, you know what, I don't care who around. Maybe it might inspire you to, maybe it might inspire you to kiss more. I don't know, but it can be awkward. That is so true. Man, I've had some awkward ones. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. That was early on in my earlier life, though. Yeah, my earlier life. But, yeah, but I definitely understand where you're coming from because it's not, you know, nerves will take over. What if you've never kissed someone before and that would be your first time? You know, it would be electrifying to you because it was your first time. It's your first one. And then you have a soldier that just might stand that attention depending on how long that kiss happens.
Mm. Yeah, but you don't want that happening in high school.
Nah.
High school class.
Nah.
But that
nah.
is what happened. The girl who was trying to get me back because she was a girlfriend from the year before, but I dumped her.
Okay.
And then I was messing with somebody else, and her and they were both rivals, right? So it was
okay.
like, I don't know if you want to say saved by the bell type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she was like, took me in this room in front of her friends and kissed me.
Wow. Wow.
And I'm like,
now,
I
now,
had, had to
did
sit
you
down.
Reciprocate, bro, or did you just, oh, you had to sit down?
I wasn't going to punk out, not that I knew
right,
what I
right,
was doing,
right.
but, you know, I was just following along, and that's how I learned. So there it is.
My man. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man. Let me think. I got to think back. High school.
By the way, I was Screech.
You were Screech? let's see. I think, if memory serves me correctly, during high school, I think I only kissed one girl that I actually went to school with in high school. And she was my prom date, my senior prom date, which, you know, kiss was inevitable. But,
right.
yeah, because I was so wrapped up into my grades and all of that stuff. And, you know, yeah, those are some memories, bro. Mm. Now, were there girls that I wanted to kiss in high school? Oh, man, absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. But
yeah. Remember that poem I had about Remember that poem I had about the chocolate lip gloss?
Yeah.
That was also in high school. But I messed up on that one. I should have got the Lisa Bonet.
I feel you, my brother. Whew. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, what piece would you like to drop on us tonight?
Well, I think I did this on the Erotic Love Zone maybe about a couple of months ago, but you know what? I wanted to remix it.
Okay.
So I have
right.
something for you.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Strawberry Lips Remixed. I shouldn't have been a participant. I found out about your situation when you came into the room I was in. We worked together in this facility so closely until you surprised me by kissing me. Big, beautiful woman, chocolate complexion, had no idea I was the one you was interested in, especially when you found out a Hispanic nurse wanted to be next with me. You were married to someone else but developed some kind of jealousy. See, I just broke up with Tion from TLC mixed with Janet Jackson. I didn't want any more commitments or relationships. I was depressed and I had enough. Was in the middle of filing from divorce from the first one while doing my best to be a good daddy. I guess your plans of actions was to get satisfactions, and you chose me to do the things your man can't do. By the way, my middle name is Joe for short. You came to my apartment and I had no warning that your lips on the lower level tasted like an orchard and smelled like strawberry shortcake. I slurped you so good, waterfalls erupted from your faucet. You tackled me and got on top of me as we flew right into your cockpit. You had to go home even though you wanted more. I didn't say a word, and I told you I'm not responsible for your emotions. Within the motions you did upon my scrotum, as far as I was concerned, I belonged to no one. Yeah. I went out with that Puerto Rican the next weekend. She kissed me, came up to my place, and proceeded to freak me, exposing the best-looking breasts I've ever seen. So why was you being mean to me while proceeding to repeat our scenes, feeding me those lips as a part of my nutritious breakfast, with your legs spread covering Texas, trying to convince me you're the best I've had? You wasn't. To this day, I kept our secrets, though I was wrong to oblige you. Remember, though, it was me, not your husband, that satisfied those strawberry lips. And look at you. You're still smiling, reminiscing, and remembering your kiss was on my lips, thinking what you did was the kiss of life. But if it was, why aren't you still here? Since our tryst of adultery, to this day, you never confessed what you've done to him. I didn't mean to turn you on by being nice to you. For you to turn around and crush his heart.
Man, bro, you weren't lying. You talking about a remix, huh?
Remix.
Hey, man, listen. I'm going to say this, man. I just hope and pray that your inbox don't get lit afire from some of the female callers that's listening. Because, bruh, I assure you, man, that's probably going to happen after a piece like that. I tell you right now.
I know the difference between sex and love right now. So if they light it up, they can. I have the right to refuse service to assholes like them. Oh, I think it's just...
Oh, man, that's why I love you, bro. That's why I love you, bro.
Man, I just don't give a damn.
I know that's right, man. Hey, all right, my brother. Hey, Yodel, on your way over to the VIP lounge, grab you some bubbly and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
No, I ain't doing them runs and stuff like that. That hurts my thing. By the way, does Wanya from Boys and Men always have to do that bobblehead thing when he's trying to hit the notes and stuff and Yolo and why? I just need to know that.
Yeah, he do. Absolutely. It's a staple. It's a trademark. And I guess he feel like he's projecting better or whatever. But, yeah, he do. Absolutely.
Yeah, him and KC need to stop that.
Oh, yeah, man. KC got it bad. I think this KC just a little messed up from some of the, activities he did.
Man, y'all got to stop putting water on him after midnight and feeding him. I keep telling you. It'll be fine.
Hey, some of y'all too
young. Send
me
to the detention center or something.
Go check out the movie Gremlins. Some of y'all too young. Check out the movie Gremlins. Hey, one
and
love,
look,
one
and
mic.
And look at Casey. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's my brother C-Double-34 Music on his way to the VIP lounge. Hey, man, we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we've got Mother of Dragons. Hey, Mother of Dragons, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How you doing? You doing all right?
Yeah, it's been a minute. I'm doing much better. It's that type of weather. So, yeah.
Ah, okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're doing better. Glad you're here. Glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, this is Kiss Part 2. Kissing Part 2. And the question of the evening is just how electrifying is that first kiss?
Wow. It's been a minute. So, I would say, like, it would definitely stop time. Like, if it's been, you know, if it's the right one, you know, time freezes for me, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like I said, it's been a minute. So to experience that, I would love to, you know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like what you said there. Stop time, right? Because if it happens and it's in a setting where it becomes PDA, that's all that matters is that moment. And time definitely stops, especially if it's real good. You know, and then you got to remember where you at and your hands and everything. And
hair, your hair might be all over. You got to get your hair together. You know, just, you know, you have to adjust, you know, get everything together again. And that's the kind of, I would say that's the kind of where you throw everything to the wind and you don't care what people say.
Absolutely.
You don't care, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, and time definitely stops because you don't want that moment to end. You really want to just really enjoy it. That's when you let everything go and feel safe and be like, this is right.
A first kiss can actually be your safe place. It could be with the right person. It
can
be your safe place because then you'll want to get to that safe place each and every time you see that person again.
You know, I said that in my piece too, because, man, there's nothing about vulnerability. And somebody kisses you like that and makes you feel okay to be vulnerable. Oh my God, that's power.
It should make make a man feel masculine. It should make a woman feel soft. Those are the two contrasts.
Absolutely.
And when you get those two contrasts, that's the right person. That person that can make you feel soft in that moment, and that woman that can make you feel so masculine in that moment. Yeah.
Indeed. Ooh, yes. Make time stop.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You got me thinking about a few back in the day. Whew. My goodness.
Definitely think about, I'm not going to say there's many, but I would say it was a few.
You know, because you have to differentiate between that lust kiss and that real passionate kiss.
What is different to me is the age. You know, when you're younger,
this is true.
Kiss is different, you know, but when you're older and you're in your 30s and your 40s, it's more meaningful. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're vibing with somebody and the energy is good. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, when you vibe and the energy is really good, I know for me, I'm going to want to kiss you like I don't want you to worry or think about kissing anyone else. That's how we'll kiss.
Wow.
I don't.
That's deep.
I don't want you to think about previous kisses. I don't even want you to think that you're going to kiss someone else after, especially if we connect like that and we're moving to a point where things are going to be good and whoo, baby. Ain't nothing like a kiss from that's falling in love with you or in love with you. Nothing like
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've never been kissed by a man.
Those are more meaningful. Because you're taking that person by the head. Your love language becomes different. Yeah. Yeah.
Come here, girl. Let me grab you by those dreads. Come here. Come here. Come here. Don't say nothing. Just shh. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Woo, girl, you got me going somewhere.
Right.
You got me going somewhere tonight. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
I love it. Whew. Okay. Now let's get to your piece for the evening. What did you bring for us tonight?
Okay. This piece is called Third ID.
The mic is yours.
Trudging, thank you. Trudging across the battlefield, and love has become a warfare that's supernatural. It's the first kiss that took me, the first kiss that's quintessential. It sent me to great fights of love's past. How I looked upon them did not compare. But the one I remember and the one I reminisce, he will never know because of the battle it took for me to leave him. I remember his smell, and I remember how young we were, and it seemed so long ago, teenage love affair. And even when he was gone for months on end, when he returned, it was cinematic, united once again. And see, I always told myself I would never personify him in a poem, for you were that one, that first love, my first kiss, to end it all. That's that piece.
Oh, man. This is beautiful. Truly, truly beautiful. That last line, my first kiss to end it all? Really? Really?
We got married. He was the first, my first, yeah. That was my impression, but yeah.
Wow.
And I never said I would, never, but... I felt like when you asked the question, I said, wow, this is, I had to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I recently shared with someone my first ex-wife and how we met and that. The first time we kissed, I remember, was right, and I felt right about her, and I felt right about what we had going on, and I was like, yeah, she gonna be the one. And when you said that line, my first kiss to end it all, I went someplace different. I went to I'm going to give you this first kiss, but it's going to be our last first kiss.
Mm.
And wow, that's, yeah, this piece was beautiful. I really enjoyed it. I know what you meant when you said it, and that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, are you ready to get over to the VIP lounge and grab you a glass of that Switzerland imported champagne? I mean, they just running around with bottles on deck. I mean, I hope to see him on deck because I don't want him to, get on me about spending too much more money. It's bad enough for a company destroying mics, and now I got the champagne budget, the champagne budget. Yeah, so. Get on over there and grab your glass.
I most definitely am. Most definitely am.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mother of Dragons on her way over to the VIP lounge. But wait a minute.
Kiss, 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 baby. Waking on that sunshine, boy, I think I need that
Yeah, I can't even lie. I forgot how sexy that song is. Did y'all feel that? Kiss It Better, Baby. Tell me what you are willing to do. Whoo. Kiss It Better, Baby. Tell me what you're willing to do. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. I'm your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Whew, the dialing number, if you're listening in online, 319-527-6300, and please press 1. If you're already here and you have not done so yet, go ahead and press 1. Let's kiss it better, baby. Tonight's topic, just how electrifying is that first kiss? Oof, next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have Gina Storm. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking, Poetic. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. It's good to hear you.
I've been having an amazing day so far, so I thought that I would end it with a bang and come in and kiss you.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I love it. I love it. Well, listen, since you're having a wonderful day, and we're going to close it out with a kiss, tell me, just how electrifying is that first kiss?
Wow. I'm going to say it has levels. I, like yourself, have been married and divorced twice. So the first time I kissed each of my husbands, I pretty much knew I was going to marry them just behind that kiss.
I know that's right. Ooh, God.
Nothing was a question. Any questions or doubts that I had was answered immediately. And I was like, oh, I'm about to change my name again.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I
have to go to the DMV.
I know that's right.
I got to change out a name change card. My address
right.
might stay the same, but my last name is definitely going to change. But, yeah, you just know. It's like fireworks. And well-trained orchestra playing a symphony that you loved the first time you heard classical music.
Yes.
It's like the first time you saw a sun rise or set with someone that you loved, and you knew in that moment that if you've never shared a moment like this again, at that very moment you did.
Mm.
And not just a visual and audio. It's not just a sound, a taste, or a smell. It's a feeling that encompasses all of you and uses all your emotions and all of your senses and all of your being at the same time. And it's these two very small features on your face, depending on how big yours are. Some people have soup coolers. Other people's lips are practically non-existent. But whatever size, shape of your lips, when they touch the person you were meant to kiss, y'all both know. You feel it. It's like time.
Yeah.
You know? You can't take your lips.
And you know, one thing you said, we were talking about, no matter if you got soup coolers, you know what? If you're really into that person and that first kiss is everything, it really doesn't matter the size of the lips.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Not at all.
Because you learn to adjust, and because that kiss was everything, it's like, oh, baby, you can kiss me like
don't even matter.
Anytime.
I thought I had a type and you changed my mind. Never mind.
Listen. Come here, girl, with them little teeny lips. Come here. Come here.
Right.
It's okay. Come here. Come
I'm going to kiss them slow. Right.
Listen, we're going to kiss. Listen, man, I'm telling you now, it's something about that, man. It's just, as I talked about the show, bro, and the dude was just talking about not kissing on the lips. And I was like, if you're really feeling somebody, why wouldn't you? it's intimately passionate to do that with someone. Who was it a couple of shows ago was like, yo, how do y'all make love? How do you do that if you don't kiss? Like,
not make love.
What are y'all doing?
It's something that Melissa has something to do with intimacy or emotions.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's
you're
fulfilling
right.
a need.
Right. Listen,
that's why
I
kisses.
Need,
yeah.
Mm,
it's a thing.
Baby. Mm.
Everybody ain't signing up for that, but it's a thing.
Yeah. And I love the one who be like, you don't know where them lips been. I don't know where yours been. But they not there now. You know what?
That matters.
It does matter, but, you know.
Not in this moment. In this moment, I'm not thinking about that.
Right. Got me sounding like Darius from Love Jones. Hey, this here, this moment right here, is urgent than a mother.
That's it. That's all that matters is right now.
Man. Thank you so much for that, Gina. I appreciate you and your transparency.
There'll be no trace, don't remember it.
Listen. Be like, you know, and it'd be evil. I'm gonna tell you one of the evilest things you can say when you're breaking up with somebody. I wish I could take all my kisses back, because you won't deserve
it. Oh, God. That's worse than sex. Right. You didn't deserve my kiss.
Like, look, and you and you can see them holding their chest like, oh, that's so evil. Like, I know.
Yeah, because it hurt deep. You stabbed him in the chest.
Right. Ooh. Right. Oh, man. They do. And us as poets, man, we know how to use those words really well. So you should let this be a lesson to you. If you're not a poet, be careful when you try to break up with one. Because for the next however long it takes for them to get you out of their system, you are every piece that they are writing. Just FYI. Lord have mercy.
Hoping to never have to break up again, but if I ever do, the first thing I'm going to say
I'm telling
is
you now.
Back. In my poetic voice.
Right.
And for the rest of my life, I won't forget that.
Look, and then you just say it. Then you say it so calm. So
oh, yeah.
Peaceful.
Straight
and
face.
And then look at you like, be like, oh, my God, why are you so evil?
Heartless.
But like, hey, you had your choice. You could have stayed, but you decided to go.
Yep.
Oh,
it is.
Man. It is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, what piece... What are you going to freestyle for us tonight?
Yeah, I was going to write something, and then I was thinking, you know what? I've been on a little streak, so I'm going to go ahead off the dome again. I love it. Everybody else.
I know. I heard you. You know, I've been there. I've been on
the wheels were turning. Yeah.
I've been hearing you. I'll be like, okay, she freestyled. What? But I'm going to get out the way and let you go ahead and have the mic. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Titling this freestyle, our first kiss and your last real one. I don't know what you did previously, who you kissed before you met me, but I know one thing for certain and two things for sure, you'll never kiss like this no more, because I put my mouth on yours and let our lips sit together, just connecting. No pressure applied, no tongue sticking out, no licking. Just my top lip on your top and my bottom on your bottom. I didn't push my face up against yours. I didn't grab the back of your head. I simply allowed you to put your arms around me and feel like this was the place that you needed to be. And in that moment, when both of our breaths were silent because we were holding, you realized this was the best kiss you ever had in your life. And if you ever do anything to hurt me or break my heart, I use the 2-strike rule, no more 3, because if you're going to court me, you need to swing for the fence. And if you miss, I'm sorry. But the one thing about me you're always going to remember, shh, don't tell nobody. this kiss. See, it's magical. You felt like your lips were made so that they could touch mine, and I gave you every part of me in just that one simple movement. But I was still. And you were feeling ill because it seemed as though this was the kiss that you always wanted and needed, and without it, you would need medication or you'd be ill. The only thing that could cure you and make your heart be whole again was to put your lips on mine and for us to kiss again. And I get that. Sometimes it started the forehead or the neck. Sometimes your chest. Occasionally a nipple or any place that I thought would make you feel like a whole man. Even those ticklish spots that made you giggle. I will kiss you from head to toe if you deserve to have those kisses from me. But baby, if you do anything to make us part, you will miss the fine art of being kissed by storm. In peace.
Gina. Gina. Those last lines, oh my God, if you decide that we will ever part, that you will miss being kissed by a storm. Oh my God. Baby, that was beautiful.
Dima.
I love this right here. Oh man, you said this was, what was this, your last and first? First and last kiss, man.
It was for me.
Listen.
And for you, alas.
Listen.
You know, that? I'd be duplicated. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I never, ever thought there would be a time in my life where kissing my daughter's dad, my first ex-husband, wasn't possible. And then one day I looked at him and hated the fact that he was alive. And I was like, oh, I'll never kiss him again. So, I could have used mine. I wish I could see my kisses back. I practice on him.
Oh my God.
My technique on his mouth.
Jesus.
That's okay. That was a long time ago. Now I'm so much better seasoned.
I know that's right.
Price of admission to get one of these current kisses, but never again. Never again.
Man, y'all heard it. Y'all heard that. Whew, Lord, I love this. Man, I love that. I can't wait to listen to the playback because I can't wait
this
to
listen
to that.
This is a great show. Yeah, honestly, me and you both, Poetic, I want to interject before I go and get down in the lounge with all the posts before me. We're going to have your CEO tomorrow in the living room on the small house living room.
Yes.
On Clubhouse.
Yes.
So
if you're
listening and you have the Clubhouse app, please come through at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern to get to know Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and the CEO of Epiphany and Raw Link in the building. Self and the crew. So me and Jerry King, the small house family, we're going to do them right.
This is going to be exciting, y'all. Listen, if y'all never heard For Real the Poet Douglas pieces before, listen, I don't know what he's going to do, but when I tell you he is a performer and he is a hell of a poet, y'all do not want to miss this. Y'all do not want to miss this. If you ain't got a Clubhouse app, just go ahead and download it. Don't, what are we waiting for? Just go ahead and download it. Download it right now. Take a few seconds. Download it right now and be ready for tomorrow. Small House of Poetry. We're going to see the CEO in action along with Jess J, Gina Storm, and the crew. Man, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night. Man, listen, just like you support them here at Epiphany, go on over to Clubhouse, show the Small House of Poetry some love, and support him over there too. Please. Thank you so much for reminding us, Gina.
Oh, no problem. I'm here for it. Not just the kissing.
All right.
Support as well.
I know that's right. The poet is here. I know it. Love it.
It's all love. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic. Get over to the VIP lounge, grab you some bubbly, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Gina Storm. Oh, my God, that piece. If you ever man, that line's going to be with me. If you ever decided to part, you will miss being kissed by a storm. Man, I hope y'all caught that like I caught that. All right, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic is my good brother, BMF in the house, Jay Walk. What's good with you, bro?
Salutations, my brother.
Good to hear you,
what
man.
It do?
How you feeling? Doing good, man. How you feeling?
Hey, man, you know, I can't complain. And even if I did, man, would it change anything? So, you know, I adapt to whatever situation there is. So I am blessed.
Amen, brother. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Adapting is the best thing that you can do because that means nothing can keep you down. Nothing can keep you down. So that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about.
When you think about it, man, you know, as a black man, as a black woman, as just being black, period, we've had to evolve over life, over a lifetime of just being on this soil right here. So if your ancestors can evolve and, you know, from generation to generation to generation, if your bloodline is still here, that means your family evolved. So you must evolve as well.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Man, listen, before we get into this question, hey, man, tell me how you feel about that Rihanna song, man. Am I the only one? Am I the only one? Kiss it better. Am I the only one?
Nah, you know what? I didn't even know what that was until you told me. You know what I mean? And I was like, you know, I'm about to pull a because I don't have any Rihanna in my playlist. None of them. So you know, I might have to put a little bit in the.
You're gonna have to, bro.
Man, you know?
You're gonna have to, bro. Cause she, listen, man. She one of them ones, man. She'll sing a song and have you drooling at the mouth just from her singing, just from the lyrics. Cause we poets, right? We pay attention to lyrics.
Yes, sir.
She saying some stuff. You'd be like, my God, today. Okay, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it. Yep.
Hey, man. I was definitely feeling the. Definitely feeling it. You know, Gina Storm before me, man, I was definitely feeling her piece, man. She definitely went in.
Absolutely. She, man, listen, them last few lines that she did, bro. Bro, like I said, man, I can't wait to listen to this playback because I got to go back because, you know, she freestyles off the dome like that, man. You got to go back and listen because you can miss some jewels and gems. You're trying to listen to retain the piece. But then those last two lines, I'm like, man, I got to go back because I know there was more in that piece, man. And I don't want to miss it just because I was so focused and caught up on those last two lines, man. But my
man, it's almost like a movie, man. Sometimes you got to go back and watch that movie just to get all the nuggets and the bits and pieces out of it. Because she dropped some jewels in there, man. And,
she did.
You know, I don't know, man, if this is like a theme, because I think on the Get Down on Thursday, man, I came in after her then. So it's like, man, this is becoming a theme, man.
Thing now. That's all right. That's all right. It's good energy to come behind, bro.
You know, I mean, and you got to bring the energy, man, because she really, man, she rolled out the red carpet, man, and she, you know, she had on her fancy gear as she was coming down the red carpet. So, you know,
right.
I got to do her justice because that piece was amazing.
It was, for sure. Now, before we get to your piece, I got to ask you so we could talk about it. Just how electrifying is that first kiss?
That first kiss, man, I tell you what. I'm going to talk about it in this piece because this piece was actually written on a Wednesday at 12:14, January 2nd, 2019.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yes, sir. So this piece is definitely about that kiss right there.
Well, go ahead, bro. The mic is yours.
Yes, sir. The moment I kissed you, the clouds gathered around. Raindrops fell to the ground. A rainbow peeked from behind the clouds. The birds, they sung like a choir. What a beautiful sound. From the first touch of your lips, King, I was crowned. That very moment, the sun shined down on us. An unbreakable bond with an unbridled trust. A kiss that spoke volumes, vows, and promises of our life to our very last breath. One love, one heart, one flesh. See, no man can take this gift that God has given. This thing called love, abused and misused, or let's be honest, it's never been discovered or simply never realized until it's lost or picked up by another. The ribbon in the sky was formed by butterflies and fireflies, the vision locked away in my mind. Endless kisses that's infinite, heavenly, heaven sent, caught up in the rapture and the allure of you from one simple kiss from you. The very first time I kissed you. That's my piece.
My brother. The very first time I kissed you. Hey, bro, this sounds like a R&B song, man. I want you to go ahead and write out the lyrics. Go ahead and get your hook together, man. Go ahead.
But then, you know what? That's what we do. But that's what we do. You know, that's really what we do. You know,
yeah.
It's poetry, but it's R&B. It's love. It's every – man, it's Marvin Gaye. It's Sam Cooke. Hell, it's Gerald LaVert. It's Keith Sweat. Man, it's everything.
Everything, bro.
That we love. Everything that we love as far as R&B, as far as music. Because, man, I know listening to you, listening to J-Rod, listening to all the brothers, man, that write Strategy, Run, James, man, listening to y'all write, man, it's like you guys are writing songs. This is a masterpiece. This is Bobby Womack. This is, you know, this is Barry White. This is Luther Vandross.
Hey, listen. I don't know where Teddy at, but if he said, turn him off, put the pins down.
Man, you know. You know them songs,
man,
that you feel, man.
Yeah, man.
I got you. I'm listening.
I'm going to tell you, I played a song tonight that I didn't even know existed. One of my favorite Brian McKnight songs is Crazy Love from the Jason's Lyrics soundtrack. I remember singing it to a young lady when I was younger and I was, you know, I was really feeling her. And Maxi Priest redid it in a reggae version, and I played that tonight.
Oh.
And, bruh.
Okay.
Bruh.
Okay.
Man,
I got one for you, and it's a. You remember the group One Way?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. See, they had a jam. They had an R&B slow jam, man, called You.
Yes.
Slide that in, because a lot of people don't know that track right there. A lot of people do not know. That's one of the baddest slow jams I've ever heard in my life. And a lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah, we're going to have to see that. We're going to have to get that. I'm going to have to get that in there.
Man, you got to slide that.
That was definitely a good song, man. Absolutely.
I write to Lenny Williams, you know what I mean? I love you. You know,
it's funny you say that. Do y'all even know that Lenny Williams dropped a new song this year? Bruh.
You know what, man? That's a lot of cats, man. That's a lot of cats that drop new albums.
Yeah, man. The Bar Jason did something. man.
Have you heard the new Isley Brothers album?
Yeah, man. What? Hey, man, listen. Hey, Ronald Isley, that dude, man. I'm going to tell you who revived his career, man. Isley Brothers are legendary. But when R. Kelly wrote that Mr. Big for him,
hey, man,
you could, tell Ron Isley nothing now.
This is how deep in the game the Isley Brothers is in. Because we're in 2022. Isley Brothers' first hit was in the 50s. About 70 years ago.
Yep.
So that's how impactful those gentlemen are.
Absolutely. Without question. Absolutely.
And I don't even know if you know this or not. Troop dropped an album earlier this year.
Yeah, I know. Man, Troop used to be my dudes, man. You can tell me all I can think of you. Man, listen.
Man, I'm a R&B.
Me too, bro.
I'm a R&B.
I'm gonna tell you.
So when?
Sweet November? Bro, come on, man.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, Psy dropped a new album this year.
Stop playing.
Another cat. What was the group that had Kevin Green in it, but he passed away?
Not Intro. Intro?
Intro. Oh. Intro. That's exactly who it was. Intro dropped the album this year.
Them my dudes. Hey, them my dudes. Man, y'all have no idea.
Intro. Yeah, Intro dropped an album this year.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go pull that
and
one.
And you know what? I'm gonna throw this challenge out there because at one point, man, I thought nobody, and he still can't. He can't, but he can to a certain extent. When I had went through all of R. Kelly's Slow Jam, and I was like, nobody could ever touch this. Nobody could. And I know he locked up, but somebody's releasing a lot of his new music because he got about 4 or 5 songs that's just been released that's badass.
Yeah.
But I said, nobody could touch this dude until I did a playlist because my R. Kelly playlist is almost 100 Slow Jam. I'm just talking about the Slow
bro,
stuff.
Listen. And back in the day when I was serious about singing, hey, man, I had a chance to audition for that cat to be a member of Public Announcement. And,
okay.
Hey, man, I've been a fan ever since that Honey Love album, bro. I mean, it's, you know, listen, I don't condone his personal life.
You cannot
argue with the contribution that he has made to the R&B industry since he stepped on the scene. He's wrote songs that people don't even know about.
But, you know, when people say that, you've got to be able to separate the art from the man. Like, regardless of what people say, because think about this. Michael Vick went through what he went through, right?
He did.
That was horrible. But you got to be able to separate his career from his private life. Now,
definitely.
Even as men. Little woman that's been in our past, they'll tell you, man, don't mess with this man, this, and this. But
right.
Does that mean the next woman ain't supposed to be able to get to know you because of your experience with this woman right here? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, R. Kelly, to a certain extent, you know, I can separate the man from the monster. Do not condone what he did. Like, what he did
was
horrible.
Absolutely.
But I can honestly say that man was a genius.
Yes, sir.
When it came to music-wise, this man
gave
you "I Believe I Can Fly."
Right.
He gave you so much. He was able to write for Charlie Wilson. He was able to write for Luther Vandross.
He wrote for Kirk Franklin. Man, he wrote for what's my dude? Dang, what is my dude's name? Gospel artist. Isaac Carey. Bruh.
You see what I'm saying? So when people say, I can't listen to R. Kelly, it's a lot of stuff you can't listen to.
It's a lot of stuff you can't listen to. He wrote for Michael
Jackson.
It's
a lot of stuff.
Come on, bro.
You see what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff that you cannot listen to because of this man.
Bro.
You know, so.
Go on and on and on.
It is what it is.
We having a music show coming up real soon on the Get Down. We alluded to it. We're letting y'all know it's the B-sides. We're going to play those songs off those albums that didn't get no airplay. Those songs that just exist that you would, like, skip past because you wanted to get to the popular songs. That's where we're going to be at when we do that show. So, and what we're going to do is we're going to open the mics. We just had conversation about those songs and see if you remember them or how you skipped over them. And we're going 70s, 80s, 90s into the 2000s. So it's going to be a jam-packed show.
Yes,
we're compiling all the music now so that we can get that show together, man. But I'm going to get you over to the VIP lounge, brother. Get you some of that champagne, man, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, man, give me some of that. Give me some of that. Give me some of that Raheem Devon, Paulo Brown. Give me some of that.
Oh, they don't know about that one, bro. They don't know about that one.
Give me some of that.
They don't know about that.
See what I'm saying? Give me that honey. that song Honey. Give me that one.
They don't know about that one, bro. Hey, man.
At all. They
real
don't
quick,
even know that album exists.
Real quick. His new album, From Dust, from Lust to Dawn. Bruh. This dude did a cover of Anytime, Anyplace. He really, it's not a cover. He wrote a response. That's all I'm going to say.
Man, I'm about to plug it in. And I'm about to plug it in while I'm over here on the dance floor. But, yay, man.
All right, bro.
One love, my brother.
Absolutely, my brother. That's my good brother, Jay Walk, man. Make sure, coming through, making sure he made his presence known. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have Epiphany Zone, one half host of the King and Queen's Quarters. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Queen Simmons, Zuena. Hey, Edwina, how you doing?
Hey, Poetic. Good evening. How are you?
Doing great. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. I'm doing just great. Enjoying the show.
Thank you. Thank
awesome
you so
topic.
Much. I mean, this is part two from what we did a couple of weeks ago. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. I'm ready. I think
All
I'm
right.
ready.
All right. Here we go. Tell me, just how electrifying is that first kiss? Let's talk about it.
I think that first kiss, that first significant kiss, you know what I mean? Because I think you kiss a couple of frogs before you know, there's a difference. There's a difference before that first significant kiss where the hand is on the small of your back and you just feel safe and you just submit to the kiss. You melt into it. You fall into it. You fall in love in that kiss. And I just feel like that's an amazing, amazing feeling. Indeed.
You know what?
Very
telling. You know what? You touched on something that we have not talked about tonight. We have not talked about. And the significance of what you said is valid. Very, very valid. Mm-hmm. The hand on the small of your back.
Yeah.
Hand placement when you're kissing someone all the time also determines how electric that kiss is.
Yes, that physical contact. And it's something about feeling safe in the man's arms that's just important. I mean, it determines how much you give to that moment, how safe you feel. And I feel like that feeling of being embraced and pulled into it right there. Oh my gosh. I'll never ever. That's core memory stuff right there.
It is.
Legendary.
It's real. It's real because if I'm holding you, if I'm just holding you, that energy is a lot different if
I just lean in for a kiss? Right?
Right.
And but if I'm holding you, if I'm holding you with one hand on your lower back and one hand on the back of your neck, oh, man, baby, you in for something.
Something. It's like a subtle, don't worry, baby, I got you. Just like give into the moment kind of thing. That just it's unspoken, but it's there, and it's just giving over to that. Yes.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
And you know, it's crazy because I talk about, you know, me and Gina was talking about you used to kiss them, but now you hate them. And I said, the most evilest thing that you can say is, I want my kisses back. You didn't deserve them. Yo, that hurts.
Yes.
Like, ooh.
It does.
That hurts.
That is.
Because that kiss. Listen. Kissing is very special to me.
Yeah.
I absolutely love to kiss. I love to kiss. But I'm not kissing just anybody. Right?
Right.
I'm not. If I kiss you, it's special. There's no doubt about it. It's special. But
very true.
You know, and I was talking with Mother of Dragons. I was like, you got to know the difference between that lust kiss versus that, hey, you are so special to me. I mean, because in reality, everybody can kiss, right? I mean, you can't go around kissing everybody. You can't, you know.
Right. Yeah.
No.
That's true.
And it brings in the question about that first date kiss. Like, do we or don't we? Like, and I guess it depends on, someone else talked about circumstances and situation, like how long have y'all been dating before or knowing or talking before you actually went on that first date? Like, is there an expectation between the two of you, or an anticipation that that's got to happen? Right? Are you at that place where it should happen? Like, you know, because most first dates happen where? In public.
Public. Mm-hmm.
And then you want to, if you, in today's times, most people have come separately. We don't, I'm going to come pick you up and take you out anymore. We don't, God forbid if we still do that.
Right.
But.
Right.
You home and we can exchange a private kiss. But when you talk about in public, now you, whoa. So we're not doing that like that, right? You know, I don't want to, and I don't want to just be kissing, you know? But that's just me.
I think like the timing and the placement and the moment is all, you know, subtly agreed upon. You know what I mean? Like, I think you can almost tell when you're kind of forcing it versus when a woman, you know, submission, I'm going to get argue with this about this, but I think submission comes natural to a woman who feels safe enough to submit. So
Absolutely. To
let your guard down enough to say that I want to give this special part of my face where one in four people have it's easy to a new person. It's like I have to feel safe enough to trust that you wouldn't do anything to intentionally put me in harm's way. I gotta feel safe. You have to feel safe enough to fall into a kiss with a person that would be that electric. You can't just lean in and expect just because, or it's at this particular time in this moment, this week, this date. I don't think that works out that way, but I've been off that scene for a while, so I don't know. But I think a short amount of time can make a difference if you have a closer connection with a person.
Right.
And it could be a person that you wait that full 6 months and it's just dry as dish, you know, this work.
Yeah. I mean, is it wrong? Let's talk about being in relationships for long term and marriage and that kind of thing. Is it wrong to want a first kiss every time? Is it wrong? Like, I mean, I know sometimes it's unrealistic, but what if we had that mindset that I'm going to kiss you always like it's that first time?
Oh, my God, baby. Listen. Weak at the knees?
Yeah, I feel like that's true, but I feel like after a while, the connection takes on a different kind of passion. You know what I miss? The expectations. Like, you remember the Cosby show, and I know it's goofy, and most men don't think like that, but you know how, like, if Claire was kind of, like, a little frosty, he would do some silly, like, he would create this dance or, like, some candles or things like that. Like, bring that passion back to me. Remind me that
like
I'm not
that
just, because a woman get lost
right?
in her head. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
A woman will get lost in her hat, and you're looking for passion while she has on her mother's hat, and you have to remind her, listen, you're still sexy to me.
Yeah.
You give me a kiss. Kiss me like
right.
that. Yeah.
And see, I without a father figure in my life consistently, you know, being my dad,
yeah.
I looked at shows, Cosby shows, to show me what a man is supposed to do, how he's supposed to act, how he's supposed to feel, how he's supposed to respond as a husband. Now, their situation was different because they were well off and they had money, but that did not change the principles of the show. Just because we're well off and we got money, the principles are still the same. You know, you can do this, but don't do that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I learned a lot from all of those type of things. And yeah, you got to be a little silly, a little goofy, you know?
Right. And I feel like he courted her, and he never stopped courting her.
He never stopped.
And I think that is something that is lost on a lot of men nowadays. They're like, oh, I got you now. Fall into this dutiful role of wife or woman. You know what I mean? And you kind of forget that, okay, well, now I'm going to take on a role of a homemaker.
Yeah.
Homemakers aren't. You know, fishnet stockings and pumps. Homemakers are thinking about your to-do list.
Hey, you can be. Listen here.
You can be, but remind me that you still see me as that. Courtney, you know, show me that you still see that side of me. Because you're going
to
need the other side of a woman. But you still have to court that woman that you fell in love with originally.
Absolutely.
You know
what
I mean?
So that we can get back, to recreating that first kiss. Like, hey, baby, I'm gonna pick you up about such and such time. Out the house, drive around the block, come back, knock on the door. Hey, that's what it takes sometimes. It takes that.
Exactly. Or just like, you know, walking past her in the kitchen and you just grab her butt and just pull her into a kiss and off guard
Lord. Throw her up on the counter and just give her a good kiss. Like, kids, don't come down here right now.
Right.
Don't come in this kitchen.
Or while we're talking about B-side action, pick up that dish. Well, she's washing the dishes. You're like, I got that, you know, let me go ahead and.
Right.
That to a woman is just as significant as grabbing the butt. Like, let me know
I'd
that
be
you
like,
see
I'd
me.
Like, I'd be like, hey,
it's more than
I'd be like, look,
hey,
you, yes, you. Can I see you in the laundry room for a minute? There's something I need to get out of here. And I don't want the kids to hear.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. Oh, goodness.
Come back out.
For days.
Kids
for days.
Look at y'all like, everything all right? Everything okay? Oh, yeah, everything is great. Everything is just fine.
And then, And that'll make it so that when you're working in the garage, she'll come out there in a trench coat and some pumps and nothing else and just surprise you too. You know, keep it spicy. You gotta keep it spicy. You gotta show him that you still see him as the same man that you desired, the same way that a woman wants to still feel.
Right.
Like, show me that you take time to intentionally see the woman in me. Aside from all of the different roles that I play in your life, because men have a tendency to lose that and just expect it, but they never send for that girl.
Now
women
can forget too, and women forget because they wear all the hats that they wear, and they feel like that. Then why do they have to do it? Like, you know, because we as men, we like certain things too. You know, and it's a, and
mm-hmm.
it's,
that's true.
And you know, some people always talk about this 50-50. No, hell no, it ain't no daggone 50-50. I'm bringing 100, you bring 100. What you mean?
Right,
50-50.
Right.
I'm a whole 100.
But, yeah.
I ain't no 50-50. I'm a whole 100. But if you tell me that you have 50, baby, okay, I'm going to bring 150 until you get back to 100. Come on now.
But you know what? The coldest game I've ever heard in my life.
What's
is
that?
Those that know never have to show.
That's
true. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's
so
true.
If I have to tell you, if we have to start talking about those numbers and you talking about who I am in terms of equity as opposed to, you know, my full value as a person, you breaking it down into these numbers. You don't see me as a person. You see me as these little groups of things. We already having the wrong conversation. Those
Absolutely.
Things come naturally. We already going to know how much one another make. And if you really
yep.
want to get to know me, you're already going to know what my values are when it comes to money. So you don't need to have those 50-50 conversations. You're going to know whether I naturally submit to you in a way that, like, you can expect that. I'm going to want you, if
right.
you had a rough day, I'm going to want to wash your feet, or I'm going to want
right.
to wash your hair, or I'm going to want to do these things for you. You never have to ask for them. And the same
Absolutely.
Thing should be taken vice versa. Send for me the way you sent for me when we first met on a regular basis, and you'll never, ever have to miss the person that you met in the first place.
Mm.
That's the way
Ladies
I feel
gentlemen,
about it.
There you have it.
Mm.
Yeah, this is your therapy session. All right. Please pay the fee for the therapist. You know, don't just skirt on out without paying the fee. The therapist deserves her fee, okay? Okay. Now that we've gotten that out the way, Queen Simmons, what do you have for us tonight?
Okay. All right, I have a fee. let me get up off this couch. Ooh.
I know that's right.
I was laying down or sitting down, but the couch is in the room now. All right,
come on.
Back to business. All right. This ain't no ordinary love, no ordinary crush, no ordinary love affair. It's more than just physical touch. This is liquid stardust in my blood, desire itching under my skin from your memory, etching exquisite expletives and hieroglyphs. Clip my wings to any exit. Since that first electric kiss, buried my picture in your attic, christened my forehead in wet blessings. I ain't going nowhere after this. This is extraordinary and ever paying. This is the oldest and fleshiest form of alchemy. Creation birthed through the oneness with me, the portal to your dreams, birthing full fruit, heavy with juicy. We don't just make love, we make magic, we make passion, passionate kisses capable of blending dimensions, full mouth, full out, until the corners are stretched out. We make ley lines across miles of skin, guiding and gliding our way through pleasure principles with intentional lips. We make prayers out of greedy hands, remembering anxious bodies through states of undress and caresses. We make a fucking mess. We give thanks. We give in. We get full. Nothing is forbidden. All juice. Full fruit. We light fireworks with fireflies. We light fireworks with fire water. We make fireflies fueled by wet lumen, illuminated by a voyeuristic moon. We rock the sun awake too. Yeah, we make shit bone shattering and cataclysmic. We don't just make love. We make magnificence. We make kisses electric and violent, anxious mouths full of mayhem, a belligerent showing of affection. Yes, this is souls moaning in unison, wailing in retribution. This is light work through a light touch. This is anxious teeth and nails unearthing buried pleasure. This is a tribal motion whose sole focus is to close in on the distance, to create a deeper closeness. This is orgasm that connects belly to cerebellum. This is me claiming every inch of your skin as mine, wrapping myself around every inch like ivy vines. This is a connection of masculine and feminine energy. This is divinity. Upon this throne I own, and I am Makita, queen of Sheba, and in the end I glow, drenched from head to toe in the golden reward of all we become. It's all I've ever wanted. Safety. This love is legendary. This ain't no ordinary love affair. Our coupling is significant. We don't make love. We make magnificence. And that's that piece.
Whoo. You know, it's my second time hearing this piece, right?
Yeah. Clean it up.
And I'm we don't make love, we make magnificence. Y'all hear that? You said so much in this piece, so much that I'm in love with your pen when you write like this.
Thank you.
Because you really snatch my soul with your ink. Y'all can have that one for free. That one for free.
Thank you. Okay.
I know somebody's going to put it in their piece. If you ain't write it down, you got to listen to the playback. But this was amazing. This was amazing. I love this piece.
I appreciate it.
Let me bring it on back. Let me bring it back. Okay. All right. I'm good, y'all. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany so they know where you are?
Absolutely. So this Monday night, join us here on Epiphany at 9 p.m. for King and Queen's Quarters. We will be back this Monday. I can't remember what the topic is completely off the top of my head. Hopefully
behind
something to remind you. But
vibes. Behind the
behind
vibes.
Okay, behind the vibes. So, yes, make sure that you join us here on Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters. Back to you.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to get you over to that VIP lounge so you can get some bubbly from Switzerland. Make sure you drink and have a good time, and I'm going to send a few more people your way. All right?
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Queen Simmons. You can catch her Monday night with King Atterbury in the King and Queen's Quarters. Next up, y'all. Next up is Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, is in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, Mojave, what's good with you, bro?
What's happening, Brody?
What's happening?
What's going on? I see you having a very good show.
Oh, man, that is amazing. I'm loving it, man. And now you're here to add to the greatness that has already been shared. So, I mean, who am I to say that you cannot be here? You should not be here. I would never, ever, ever. Y'all will catch that wrestling thing in a moment. But it's good to have you, bro.
You moving off, man. Oh, what's that? What is it happening? What's going on? Round part two.
We're on part two, bro. And everybody has been fire tonight, man. Part two, here is the question. Just how electrifying is that first kiss? Let's talk about it.
First of all, all right, so let's do this. Let's do it, right? Let's think about it. Let's think about your life in phases. Like phases before, you know, your first part, when you're younger and you have that first kiss, everything through your body, your whole entire body is super electrified. You know, you're nervous, you're doing everything else like that, and you're still nervous while you're kissing. You're just nervous upon nervous because everything is going on. You're in your head. You're thinking about what can go right, what can go wrong, what's going on. what's this? Do I slip her the tongue? You know, you do all that goofy shit.
Right.
Yeah, you're not, you know, unless, you know, you're giving quick pecks. And, I remember there was this girl. She was just really nice to me. And I kissed her on the cheek before she got off the bus. And she never talked to me again. She's like, no. She's like, I was just sure.
She never talked to you again?
Yeah, she never talked to me again.
Wow.
Never talked to me again. It was terrible.
Wow.
And I was, because I overjumped, so I jumped the gun. So, you know, a lot of times kissing is more about timing, energy, and emotion than everything else, you know. And so the one thing that I've learned, like, in life, you can't be willy-nilly with your kisses. If you want to kiss somebody, you have to have full intention that you're going to kiss that person. And when you kiss that person, everything that's all of you is involved in that kiss, if you're
yes.
going to kiss that person.
Yes.
That's why I don't run around with you. I don't be out here kissing people. I'm like, yeah, matter of fact, I'll run for people. I'll be going,
right.
I'll be like, you will have time. You know, because to me, kissing is one of the single most intimate things that you could ever do with a person.
Man, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You
yeah.
better bet it. Ain't it? Yeah.
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 If you're out here, oh, you're going to kiss all these people. I'm like, yeah. Cold
yeah,
soul.
Okay.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But when you do kiss someone, and you do share that kiss, and you've always wanted a kiss,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
the best thing in the entire world is a past
Indeed.
Thing. You ever kiss somebody and get full? You just be like, feel fullness hit you. Like, you know, and it has so much possibility. It's so amazing in the sense of how that is. And it's like you just feel like the possibilities exist for everything. And for me, I know that for me, kissing is super duper intimate for me. It's super intimate. Like, it's beyond. Because a kiss can change everything. It can move you to all the possibilities, you know.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was waiting for you because I thought you were going to start talking about kissing some other lips, but you didn't. You stayed on. You stayed focused.
No, Mr. Nasty. No, that's where you was at, sir. We talking about kissing, sir. You got stuff on your mind, sir. Don't use me as an excuse. Don't be like, yeah, King Drip cutting over here. I wasn't even on that King Drip stuff right now. I've been cool.
But in all seriousness, you talk about kissing and you get full. Bruh, that is like one of the single most intimate things that can happen. Like, literally. Like, I remember when I was in my early 20s and a young lady that I had this deep, deep affinity for. I remember when we kissed. And you know what? When you live in Baltimore City, you can travel around the city on local transportation and never need a car, right? And in most cases, you know, in the city, you can walk wherever you need to go without any problems. I remember kissing this young lady, and I think at the time I might have lived, it was like a U-shape to my house, and I believe it might have been like maybe 12, 13 blocks, maybe a mile, okay? After that kiss, I remember walking home like, oh, my God, we just did that. And I was like a little happy little kid in a candy store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, man, that was so good. Like, and things that were going through my head, like, oh, man, is she going to call me tomorrow? Are we going to talk? It's, man, all these things running through my mind. But those 13 blocks didn't matter to me because I wasn't thinking about the walk. I was thinking about what just happened and what will happen and how full I was just from that kiss.
Bruh. Mm-hmm. Like when you get it. especially when you're young and you feel like you're like, okay, you finally get around to kissing someone. I remember one of the funniest things that ever happened to me was very young man. My friend, you know how it is. You be with your friend's like, he's like, I want to go see this girl, and she has her friend. She's like, bring your friend with you, right? So
right.
So I was the for the team dude. So like literally like you know, all I would have to do is sit with somebody. I just talk to him until whatever happened, and then we can go home. And I was like, okay, you owe me whatever. You buy her food or whatever. But when we got over there, the young lady was quite fetching. And so the thing was, it was crazy that my friend immediately went to work. Like, he went to work. Like, he just, he wasn't talking. He went straight to work. So they're talking to her. And then the funny thing was, which was funny because it was like, where hip hop was still, you know, hip hop, and we were talking, and I had on like this bandana with my locks hanging over, and then she starts talking about like, you know, we're going to do dance and all this other stuff. So we were talking, and we had a really, really good conversation. We were talking, and everything else like that. And then she's like, oh, I'm gonna play a song. And I was like, no, play this song, you know. And then it was this whole natural thing that took place, right? And then the girls, they had It's All Because of You was like a slow jam, right, with Kyle West, whatever, right? And so I was like corny and shit, so I was like, yeah, I was like, can I just dance? And so I was dancing with her, and I looked her in the face. She was in her face. I just kissed her, right? I just knew.
Yeah.
And then we just kiss her, like we just kiss and kiss her, like it was like, you know, you were kissing, and then we were standing up, and it was like you were sitting down, and then we were laying down, and right at the point where, you know, I'm rounding second, going to third, my boy comes in and he's like, yeah, we got to go. I was like, oh.
Wow.
It was terrible. It was like one of the worst things happened. That was like, I always have bad experiences, like you get into the whole thing. So I remember there was one person I had a crush on forever. Oh, I had a crush on her forever. And she actually, like, she's like, yo, she's like, I think you're really smart, blah, blah, blah. Met her mom, came to her house, everything else. The weird thing was that her ex ended up being my principal. He actually shitted on me for a good half a year because of that incident.
Really?
If you say, who did you meet in the house with you? You know? Wow. And then people, he's like, oh. And then he's like, then apparently, I guess he's gonna get in trouble. So then he released my funds. I got back pay from that date all the way to the first day. And so that kind of like, you know, when you get a couple of G's, you won't be mad about it after that. You're like, you kind of shitted on me, but okay. But
wow.
I love when someone wants you to kiss them.
Yeah,
and you can feel the intention of the kiss. You can feel the weight and the gravity of what the kiss means to them.
Right.
And then, you know, and so, you know, there's nothing better than kissing someone that means something to you.
Yes.
That means, so when you kiss somebody, you know, and also like when somebody be like, yo, you know what, you're going to give me this kiss. I'm like, you won't just take it. You're just going to take the kiss. Yeah, that's cool stuff too. But, you know, but more importantly, it's all about connection. How are you connected to the person? It's going to tell, connection is able to tell us how well the kiss is going to go.
Connection is everything. Everything.
Absolutely.
But my brother. Whew, now we got that out of the way. What would you like to drop on us tonight?
For a kid like me, who says, I was going to play this whole thing because you said affinity. Right, because, you know, Dwelle had this joint. All right, go ahead and go. For affinity?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For you. Yeah, I just did that for you. That's not what I'm doing. But that's not what I'm
doing. You're not right.
But
you're just not.
You know what it is. I'm sorry. All right, but let's try this.
Thank you.
mic is yours.
She was water. She rose to her own level, and depending on how her moon shone and predicted her ebb and flow, she could be gentle when she touched my shores, or high tide, mile, high wave, if you offended her like a knave. She was the type that you had to brave her wave, surf her imagination with adventure, trip costly. But I paid in patience, long promises, love unconditional, peace and compromise. I spend at the love bank what I deposit is my active listening, staying heart open, but it is in this heart you reside. It's the only way I know how to keep you inside. The space I make, how we stimulate active endings, mending, producing sweet fruit that we consume. This is the space, the way we grow, growth, and my heart, ever-expanding room. How wind blows gently, a summer breeze meant for me, how I can see how bees float from flower to flower, the gentleness after a rain shower is the way that I see you. The way that sunlight reflects off the puddle in chilly crisp days, the beauty seen for me in this way. It is the mischievous smile of a lover, or maybe it's the way I see her dance and time flows, the music it makes her body. Beauty's gaze caress her mind's palette, allowing me to paint in my mind's eye colors unimaginable to memory, the converse on canvas, the mass of lovers that last. My love has come along. Beauty is a song that my eyes sing, that my skin feels, is a meal for my taste. It is a passion that fashions and skirts the rules of molecules. Beauty creates jewels and how they shine brightly to take away the ugly unkindness of humans nightly. This beauty is a day, a way to see the best in everything rightly. You remind me of what it feels like not to be broken. Heart, mind, or spirit, the freshness of your kiss, the knowing look, the way you fill a room with your smile. I think beauty is overrated. Sometimes because it's anyone someone can be, but real beauty, felt beyond the skin, is more than sight. It's a waltzing heartbeat of intricate steps, souls clasping hands, minds at feet, a spinning and a dip at every turn, and waists that won't wait, parallel in rhythm. It's a dance, our dance. The way words sweetly take out eardrums, when concocted with affection, it heals, mends, fixes. Only scars remain as evidence that there was once hurt, gone now. It was just you standing here. And that's peace.
My man. Whoo, man. You know, I've often told you this, and how your delivery is of a calming nature. And with a topic like this, and you bring a piece like this, it kind of puts everybody in a peaceful place. And, bruh, you are an amazing talent, right?
Thank you.
Don't let anyone tell you that you're not, because I will punch them in the throat.
Amen to the punch in the throat. Yay!
But nah, man, but this was a dynamic piece, bro, and I appreciate you for sharing it with us, man. I appreciate you for writing it and being willing to share it with us and express
thank
yourself.
Hey, brother, thank you for the space.
Oh, man, you're more than welcome, man. More than welcome, my brother. Now, listen, you got something special coming up on Tuesday night. But before we get to Tuesday night, let everybody know what's going on and what you do on Sundays at Clubhouse.
Well, you know what the funny thing is? This Sunday, I actually got out my own way. Started to delegate. I said, hey, you know, I talked to Drip U and Win 22. I said, hey, somebody in here do something. So we're actually running the erotic storytelling show back. Tell Me a Secret. They're in control. Our Canadian Drip, Triple P, and me Vita Primosa, are handling the hosting duties out for this. So, you know, going international on y'all with some erotic storytelling. If you want to come in and tell a story, it's a perfect time. 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. West Coast. They're going to be over there doing everything else. I'm just going to be chilling and actually letting them get stuff done.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're actually, yeah, matter of fact, man, I'm going to send you what I've been doing. You know, I was a little sick today. I got a little, little caught me out there.
Okay.
But I'm feeling a lot better.
Good.
So,
glad you're feeling better, brother.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah, it was a little temporary. I just got this page in my background. I got to figure that out. But other than that, everything else is pretty dope. And then, right, this Saturday, I will be in Dallas, Texas. Me and Prince Drippy, a.k.a. that's Denario Rogers for the uninitiated to the drip. Me and Prince Drippy, we are going to be at Michael Glenn's Giggles and Dust Showcase in Frisco, Texas, at the Arts Center Church. Yeah, we're going to be over there, and we are the features. So we are going to be doing some super califragilistic expiala drip stuff while we're over there and being goofing off. And it's pretty cool. I sold more tickets than anybody, so I'm really happy. Anyway.
Good job, bro.
Thank you. I was like, hey. He was like, hey, you got fans in Dallas. So I was like, I don't even know anybody in Dallas. It's cool. Actually, I know a few people. But we're going to have a ball. Like, it's going to be, you know, and then, you know, it's going quick, you know. I got, like, it's like so many good, it's just so much that I've been gotten. And God is good. That's what I'm supposed to say. God is good. And I'm surrounded by a dope family and Epiphany and the Drip, you know, and EF. Like, and that's all I really care about. And I've just been really, really thankful. And I'm thankful for you, good brother, man, because you are such a good brother. And so I don't know even if people know how well you really, like, are such a great dad, you know, how committed you are, like there's so much, like, man, you're like a real gem, like a soul gem, if you will. You know what I'm saying? If we put you on the Infinity Glove with J-Rob, Hunter, Boston, everybody else, you know, it's a big Infinity Glove, but you snap, you know, it changed the universe. But it's all good stuff, like, and, like, I keep telling people, I'm like, listen, I love being around dope people who I love, who I really, you know, have a heart for, in my heart, love, be around, like, camaraderie. Like, it's amazing. So, thank you, sir. I just have to give you the flowers or you can smell them, sir. I'll give you the flowers. I give you.
Hey, man. It's my pleasure, man. Just, you know, being around you all, man, makes it easy, you know, to be me, right? And what I mean by that is y'all allow me the ability to just do what I love and I enjoy doing. You know, and you guys are amazing hosts, amazing individuals, amazing people. And I'm just glad that y'all are part of my life because and some days, man, I don't know what I would do without y'all, man. You know, y'all are definitely my tribe.
Vice versa. You know how we get together. We have now. But you know what? That's what family does, bro. And it's like, and I love when people come here. I love the support from people. You know, some people need to get here sooner than later. Quincy, I'm talking to you. some people need to get in here. Get in here. Come on, get this love. But
that's right.
But for everything else, like everybody who's around us, it is a good thing, you know, like to let everybody know that, you know, we're here for each other. And that's the most important thing. Like, you know, the weird thing is, like, since I stopped caring, I was like, I only care about the energy. I only care about love and energy. And everything
Absolutely.
Has been so freaking dope, man. And just us being together is a whole vibe. Like, movies all together in Philly.
Man.
It was a fucking vibe, yo. It was a fucking vibe, bro.
It was amazing.
Yo, and I'm sitting here like, we just sitting here generating all this goddamn energy that's just love. Right?
And you know the crazy,
you
want to know the crazy thing about that, bro? Usually when you have people all together like that, everybody is rushing because they got some other place that they got to be. They got something else that they got to do. Bruh,
mm-hmm.
we didn't have anywhere else we had to be. We didn't have to go rushing off to do anything else other than what we were there to do in that same space. So that was just pretty, pretty amazing, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's like whenever I look at the pictures of us all stuffed into the photo booth, you know, it gives me a special joy. Like, I giggle so much because I was like, we are so busy trying to get into this picture that we're stuffing ourselves into it. But everybody is smiling like madmen. Everybody looks crazy from the way that they're smiling. Like, everybody's like, hey, there's like extra grit, teeth, everything. Everybody's fingers up, you know. And so that's one of the best things about being here on Epiphany is being able to make space and make way for other people to welcome them into our house and actually have a good time and spend time. And so I got to get off here because I know you have more people. So
okay, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro. Get over to the VIP lounge, grab you some bubbly, and see you tomorrow, man. Don't forget Boss Man's feature in Clubhouse, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard. Small House of Poetry. Make sure you... Yeah, man.
We got to go. You know, Jerry's doing some good work over there, man. Jerry be quietly cultivating stuff. But I'm going to have to tell him, Jared, I do more than just erotic poetry. I don't even know why you... Silly stuff. You know, I come in here, my pen is on some other stuff. You just ain't seen it yet. I just be doing my thing. Got to catch it.
Hey, nothing wrong with it, bro. Nothing wrong with it.
But you got Boston in it? We got to go have some fun. Matter of fact, I'm going to make sure we get out of our room early so we can get over there. So, you know, because sometimes we run over people just the energy. But Boston, listen, we in there. I got to be there.
All right, my brother.
All right.
One love, one mic, and take your socks off.
One love, one mic. A baby, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mojave, Sunday, 4 o'clock on Clubhouse, Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday, this week, next week, War Council. Make sure y'all tune in. And you heard him. He's going to be in Dallas Saturday. So if you're in the Dallas area and you want to check out some poetry, hey, hit Mojave up. Let him know what's up. Next up on the mic, let me do this really quick. If you're still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. You've made it into the overtime hour. Those who were listening online, well, guess what? If they didn't dial in, they got cut off. But, you know, they can catch the last hour in the playback. Next up on the mic is my good brother, Just Jay, is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Man, what's going on with you, bro? Man, I was sitting up here listening to you and Mojave, man. I was enjoying myself. I was like, man, this is cool. And then I realized I had pressed one when you called my name. Then I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
You know he was up next, man. Come on now. Come on. Hey, man. But you heard Mojave, man. He said you're doing some great things over there at Clubhouse. We'll get to that in a moment. But welcome to Let's Talk About It. Where would you date night differently? Thank you for coming in, bro. Because you pressed one, that means that you have made yourself available for the question of the evening. Is that correct, sir?
Damn.
Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Appreciate you, brother. But listen, tonight we're asking the question, just how electrifying is that first kiss? What says you?
Oh, wow. The first kiss, that can be everything, man. Especially if it is leading to breakthroughs and progression of how two people feel about each other. And then when they lean in for that first kiss, or if the guy leans into the girl for the first kiss, or however it comes about, mutual electricity or chemistry or whatever. That's everything right there, man.
Man.
That right there let you know, like, we have stepped to that next plateau of this relationship right here.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. If Jennifer Lopez had gave me that first kiss, man, she'd have never married the dudes that she married, man. She'd be stuck with me for the rest of her life.
I feel you on that, man. Hey, because there's a couple of them out there, boy, if I would have hit a kiss for no, I was like, man, my life's totally different.
Totally different, man. Totally different.
Totally different.
You know, I be sounding like Notorious B.I.G. or no, Jay-Z was it? One of them. More money, more problems. Jay-Z, yeah, Jay-Z.
Yeah, that part, right?
More money, more problems. That'd be me. You know, I'd be
what
like,
did you say,
know,
bro?
Give me a kiss. Oh, what did I say?
Yeah, what did you say?
Oh man, I said that that first kiss can be the start of something beautiful. It's very electrifying because what it does is, depending on where you are when you have that first kiss, the chemistry, the energy, the vibe, the way that y'all feel about each other, it's everything for that first kiss. And I can't just have that first kiss with just anybody. I got to be feeling you in a special way. And I said we have to differentiate between the lust kiss and that actual love kiss, that first kiss. Because, listen, when we're in lust and we like two dogs in heat or animals in heat, whatever
yeah,
you want to say,
it up.
You know, yeah, you know, you kiss, you know, and it creates
yeah.
other things. So yeah,
right,
but,
you be
yeah,
trying
man,
to speak
but
to
it's,
us all.
Yeah, but it's everything, man. Because you know, you sit there and you're like, man, you know, and me and CW, we was talking about when we were younger, and we didn't know what we was doing, and you know, young lady in your puberty in your high school, if a woman, if a girl kissed you in high school, man, there's a good chance you got to sit down for a moment. Got to sit down for a minute. Hey, the bell rung. Yeah,
are
yeah, yeah.
Still kissing like that now? Or is this, we talking about some fantasy league football here?
Oh, no, we ain't talking about no fantasy league football, bro. We talking about kissing, bro. Kissing.
People still kissing like that?
Come on back to the light. I don't know what these people are doing today. Because I don't know what show. I think it was two shows ago, man. And I don't remember who said, but it was like, how's y'all making love without kissing? What are you doing?
Hey.
What? You know, but.
You can do it.
Hey.
You can do
you
it,
know,
man.
I don't know. Maybe they going back. You remember in the 80s, man, it was the that show called V. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the way that they would relate to each other would not be kissing. And then if you go back to if you come up a little bit and you go to Demolition Man, you know, when they thawed out Sylvester Stallone and he was trying to make love and they were just doing the little hand thing and I was like, wait. Technology can't be that.
The hand thing still pass for love nowadays. I just want to let you know, bro, before you go too far to buy. Before you
man.
Get too far to buy.
yeah. But yeah, bro. But that's serious, man. It's you know, chemistry is everything, man. You know, me and Edwina, we was talking about. Hand placement that most people don't pay attention to. They just lean in for the kiss.
Oh,
but if
wow.
If you really feel in that person.
I got to archive
you
now.
Yeah. You got to pull that person in. And she talked about the hand on the lower back. And I was like, yeah, the hand on the lower back, hand on the back of the neck. That's a serious kiss about to go down. So, yeah, if you got the archive,
you know
bro.
What? Just to even be able to touch there means that you guys are to the point where it's not a, hey, how you doing, this, that, and the other, and then, you know, a little pat and hug. No, when you're able to go ahead and touch the neck or the lower back when you're out, mm-hmm. oh, that's, mm-hmm. that's complete.
I'm going to tell you. Picture it, right? You know,
yeah.
a nice, sexy... blue, midnight blue dress that's cut out in the back and it goes really low to the lower of her back.
Oh.
And you place your hand on that lower back and you're feeling bare skin because that's something else. Bare
mm-hmm.
skin.
That's the game
bare
inside the
skin.
Game, Triple
that's,
H.
Man, listen, you better believe it. You better believe it. Yeah, so there's a whole lot of things involved in that first kiss and timing. Timing is everything. See, Double talk
mm-hmm.
about PDA. You know, Mother Jones, she talked about Tom standing still in that moment. I said, hey, listen, I said, PDA, I said, if we kissing like that and Tom is standing still, we blocking everybody else out.
We got to be careful.
Everybody already been blocked out because it wasn't your choice to go ahead and do that unless y'all just trying to make some exhibition.
Right.
Then your heart ain't really into it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, bro. So it was a deep, deep dive and discussion on the topic. I mean, everybody had something that they brought about, which made perfect sense, man. And it just opened up a whole different perspective on how you look at it. So thank you, my brother, for your perspective, you know.
Yeah, man. I definitely got to go back to the archives and check you out tonight because I see that you was having a really good time in here.
Oh, man, it was a great show. Great show. We're having a great time, man. And we're having an even greater time now that you're here. So now, what piece did you bring to share with us tonight, Test J?
All right. I got one of my older poems I'm going to go ahead and do.
All right, brother. The mic is yours.
Thank you, brother. There's a crystal quality. There's a crystal clarity to love when love is pure. Love can cure a heart of ill-gotten grooves that are received in the course of trusting, in the course of lusting, landing softly or crashing and combusting. Love can be like a perfect gem, a diamond of the highest quality. It is something too rich for me to have, not. For you see, this is a dirge about how I'm in love and will make excuses for her, take abuses from her, colluded with her and ran ruses for her. Oh, how I drank till drunk from the slipper of her, drinking the tall chalice of her delectable nectar as I fondly reminisce. How I wish I had never smelled her, of how I wish I had never helped her, of how I wish I had never held her close to my chest just so she could infect me by injecting me with this insatiable boy hunger, this deep lingering longing of wanting to be longing to her. And she simply spurns my advances. But I will not give up. I shall track her, place wanted posters of her, and place pursue love as a bounty hunter pounding the pavement like a master metal worker, beating iron from its ore and casing my core and making a finely crafted shell for my heart, so I may brave the fury of her blast furnace and reach my hands deep into the flames and seize love gently tips of her fingers, enduring her burning heat until our bodies are fused as alloy, being refined in her forge as my luggage is melted away and the impurities in my fat are evaporated, leaving the lean man that you see before you today, recharging me to the full, transforming me to the man who accepts his love's labor as a joyful slave, who leaves his heart open wide and unprotected, enduring the pain of being singed by love's flags. As she shoves me away, pulling her boat from her quiver, surely tonight she intends to overkill, bending her bow at me in malice, because love had taken aim, and like a pluck from a violin string, her arrow flies, piercing me in the chest, but I live to tell the tale of love's warrior, gladiator, poem.
Yo. Hey, man, I dug this piece, Jesse.
Cool.
It was very
Thanks,
theatrical and performance, which is a rarity sometimes. But when you do it and you write and you perform, it comes off as this whole new different element to you. And I'm glad that you're bringing that to us so that we can hear the magnificence of it. And the content of the piece was spot on, bro. Just a dynamic piece, bro. All the way around. So thank you, bro. Thank you for sharing that.
Appreciate you, man. You know, when I started this out, I used to hear sometimes a person would come in with a piece and it would be big and it'd be huge and sometimes it'd be over the top. And I would hear that, you know, people say that was a performance piece. Some of them would have me fooled and the rest of that type of stuff. And then I had to start learning that, like, all right, just because a person may come in with this type of energy or trying to pull people into this way, that doesn't mean that person is actually like that or in that place.
Right, absolutely, bro. And then, you know, for me, performance pieces, it really just depends on how you feel it, right? Like, because I've often shared that I'll write a piece, but I'll never read it or recite it until I'm ready to do it. And I never know how it's going to come off, because I want you to get that piece in the rawest emotions of when I wrote it and how I felt it. And that's kind of how I feel about this piece, man. It's like, I know it's an older piece, but you performed it like you had just written it, you know, and it's close to your vest, you know. So that lets you know that you're evolving into something more. Because I, of course, you know, you and I talked about your past and your performances of your past. So the performances of your past are meeting the ink of your present, if that makes sense. And now
that makes perfect sense, and it brings some clarity too.
Yes, sir. Now you're exploding. It's like who is this guy? Where did he come from all of a sudden? Right?
Brandon.
But I knew that you could, bro, because I remember you telling me about your past, bro, and I was like, man, well, now it's catching up. Now it's happening. So congratulations, bro.
Hey, man, there's been conversations like this, man, and, you know, talking in the back of what may have you. It's been taking a lot of pressure off me, because at first I was like, man, I can't be like everybody else. I'm trying to, but it's not working out that way. And, you know, you guys were telling me it's all right to go ahead and do it how I'm doing it. And to go ahead and make that equation work, I wanted to go ahead and get it at a high level so that what you guys were saying was true instead of it just being jammed through.
Absolutely. Because look at it this way. If you go through all of the rappers that have ever graced the mic, you have some that will sound the same, but their content is never the same.
Right.
Never the same. So, but you're good, bro. But before I get you over to the VIP lounge, my brother, you have got to talk to the people about what's going on in Clubhouse with Jess J.
Man, this is gonna be tomorrow's. This is gonna be like just a highlight for the Small House of Poetry. We're gonna have author Larry Maddox over there at the Small House of Poetry. We're gonna do an interview with this man. We're gonna go back as far as he's gonna let us go ahead and go back, and we're gonna go ahead and work ourselves to the present, and then he can give us some glimpse into the future too.
My man, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from Jess J here. Hey, y'all, let me tell y'all something about Jess J. Do y'all know what y'all missed? Hey, man, he was on the Soul Cafe this week, y'all. He was up in there. He was cutting up with the rest of us. He was talking about people's poetry. He was giving them, the business. You heard me. He was giving them the business. So you got to check out that playback from Monday night. But appreciate you, Jess J. Thank you, my brother. We're going to get you over to the VIP lounge. We got some bubbly over there waiting for you, man. Hey, man, stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
I will, man. Hey, man, still buzzing off of the interview that you had gave over there, man. We still chit-chatting, use that as a reference point on different things on the way we do things differently over there now. Appreciate you, bro.
Well, listen. Well, since you brought that up.
Yeah.
Next week I should be pushing the button on publishing book number 4. This will be the Erotic Poetry, the Erotic Pen, Ebony Collection Volume 4, the Erotic Pen. Everything is in motion, just waiting on the final few edits so that we can go ahead and get that button pushed. And it'll be ready, man, and available. So I'm looking forward to just bringing another publication to life for the art world, man, to just be able to see a different side of my pen. So, so I'm ready.
We got you covered.
The holidays coming. Listen, I don't promote myself, but I'm doing it now. You know, many of you had told me to go ahead and promote myself, man. So, yes, Volume 4 is almost complete. Next week I will be pushing a button, getting my author's print copy soon. And listen, it'll be available really soon. Like, yeah.
We need to have you over there to go ahead and talk about your book, and you go ahead and talk to us about the process of getting a book out at the same time. So while you're promoting your book, you're also telling the people how to go ahead and do it, and that will go ahead and keep them keep their attention there to go ahead and so they can fully absorb everything that's going on.
You the man with the plan, man. Go ahead and book your boy. That's all you got to do. I'll be there.
I got you coming, bro.
I'll be there. No, man, but hey, man, listen. I was honored to be a feature over there. I'm excited that our CEO is going to be featured tomorrow, man. I can't wait. When I tell y'all, I have looked up to this man from day one when I first heard him grace the mic. I connected with him right away. It's amazing that I'm on his network because, you know, hey, I'm just a new kid on the block, right? But, man, listen, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night, Small House of Poetry, Clubhouse. You know, hey, they got a Facebook group, too. Listen, hold on. They got a Facebook group, too. Make sure y'all check them out. That's Small House of Poetry. But listen, they don't just let anybody in there now. So make sure you go ahead, answer the questions, let them review, see who you is, and get you on up.
If y'all know, man, y'all 90% of the way there.
Hey,
that's
man,
all I got to say
so
about
much,
that
my
one.
Brother. Hey, man, so we'll see you
But who
night
we throw out
seven
is in our own discussion, though, man.
Hey, listen. We get you in it, though, you know. But it's up to you to stay. It's up to you to make sure.
It's totally up to them. You ain't got to stay nowhere.
All right, my brother. Look, man, get over there. Get you that VIP bubbly man in the lounge, man, and stick around, man. One love, one mic.
Be easy, brother.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my brother, Just J, man. Please make sure y'all tune in to Clubhouse. Listen, don't tune in for me. Don't tune in for Epiphany Radio. Tune in for the artist, the man, the one who makes all of us get together every single night of the week. Author Larry Maddox, for real, the poet Douglas. Tune in for him. Not for me. Not for Just J. Not for Epiphany Radio, but for the artist himself, for the man himself. Author Larry Maddox. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Clubhouse. Next up on the mic, we have T. LaShaw. Hey, honey, how you doing?
Hello. Good, how are you?
I am doing phenomenal.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Okay, wonderful. Glad to hear your voice. Glad to have you tonight. Thank you for being willing to be transparent on this here topic, right?
Yes.
So.
Yes, sir.
Just how electrifying is that first kiss? Let's talk about it.
Well, you said something earlier that kind of sort of made me think about something I said on the first show, on the first installment of the kiss conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were saying that the worst thing that you could say to somebody is what again?
Mm. I want my kisses back because you didn't deserve them.
So basically what you're saying is that the oxygen that you shared between that person didn't mean they took your air for granted. They took that moment that you exchanged life with them in that moment, right?
Mm. Yes. Come on. Ooh, come on. Yes. Yes, you
remember the first installment, I said that the kiss is like the CPR to your soul's heartstrings. Remember that?
Yes, I sure do.
Okay. And then we got to talking about how, you know, the defibrillators can, you know, send a jolt of electricity back to your, you know, to bring you back to life and stuff, right?
Right. I remember. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's that electricity that she was talking about, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. So it kind of sort of just, you know, took us back full circle from the first conversation to your question tonight. And
yep.
I was sitting there like, wow. And it all plays a part. Even the images that you had from the first one, it was like on there, you could see the passion and things that were exchanged, that air that you gave that person in that first image. And in this one, it's like you could see the electrical currents between the two and how they're charged. And so, yeah, my mind, like, because I'm a creator and stuff like that, I have to see those things. So it's like, it's crazy.
Wow.
And I don't know why, like, from the beginning of the show, of this show, until now, it's like that one song that was on Waiting to, funny, Waiting to Exhale, right? Right. Faith Evans was singing it, I think. Yeah, the song is called Kissing, right?
Yes.
And I can't believe it's real, can't believe it's true, can't believe it's happening, can't believe it's true, and I can't believe that you are here with me, and I am here with you. So, yeah, and it's funny, you know, the movie Waiting to Exhale, right?
Kissing you, come on. Come on, give me all that. You got to give me all that.
Kissing you, lovely kissing you, kissing you. Okay,
yes.
So, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep, mm-hmm.
Everything about the kiss is life in those moments,
right.
And it's like you're sharing that experience with that person. It's not just about you just sharing your body, because as we all know, you can frivolously share your body, but when you
right.
make that decision to share your air, your oxygen, your
right.
life source, things
right.
like that with another person,
oh,
it brings it to a whole new level. And if you like you said earlier, if that connection is not real, there's no possible way that you will receive those electrical shocks or the defibrillation from, you know, that
right.
from that moment. So you know in that moment that that person is not your person.
Right. For sure. For sure.
And then earlier you made mention, I think it was you and Edwina, when you guys were talking about, you know, the, you know, hand position and things like that, like
absolutely.
The total exchange.
Absolutely.
It's like a lot of people don't understand that when you're absolutely and truly in love with a person, your body reacts a certain way. Your mind
yes.
travels. It's like you have a lucid dream and, you know, in your subconscious moments right there, because it's like you're not even seeing anything outside of this person in this moment. It's like everything else disappears. It dissipates,
yep.
and it doesn't
yep.
mean anything else.
Yep, absolutely.
And
yep.
it's like after that first kiss, then every other kiss with anybody else probably wouldn't mean a thing if that's your person. If that's your person. And then even, you know, after that, and you're with your person, it's like every day that you breathe new air, you get another opportunity to have that first kiss all over again. So
mm-hmm.
it's like you have to see it from that aspect. It's a life exchange. It's peace, it's serenity, it's everything that encompasses love in those moments.
Yeah.
And love is the most powerful thing. It's a powerful drug, you know? So
it is, man. It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we talk about hand placement, right, you said something that just made me think of another thing. Think about that moment when you're facing each other and you're holding hands, just looking into each other's eyes. That moment right there, that moment, and that's a first kiss. Number one, you're holding hands, which means that you're trusting each other.
Right.
Think about that. You guys have a trust factor that is so unbelievably unbreakable in that moment. And
right.
Just like you said, it doesn't matter who else is there. It doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is the two of you in that moment as you're holding hands, looking in each other's eyes. And in your minds, you're thinking, oh, my God, this is it. This is that moment that we will share that first kiss.
Right.
And because you're holding hands, there is a place of safety. There's a place of peace. There's a place of just you being able to be vulnerable and let your guard down.
Right. It's like time no longer exists in that moment when you're feeling that person. Like you can kiss for hours if you could, you know. I had an experience before where I met someone at the, you know, this, I met my person at the lake at that time. And where the sun was setting in that moment is like, we started kissing and then time just escaped us. And then, you know, the sun was no longer there. You know, we could feel the breeze, but it was like, all it did was just intensify the electricity between us. Then it was like, it started raining and we didn't even know.
Right.
It didn't matter in that moment, you know?
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, whew, man, listen. PDA.
And the crazy thing is it was like maybe about an hour and a half or so had already passed by the time we finished that one kiss.
Right.
It was crazy.
You know, it's funny. You talk about that because I think back to when I was a teenager, right? And my first love. We lived literally a few hundred feet from each other. But when it was time for one of to go, that kiss was like stealing time because if it's 10 o'clock and you have to be home by 10:30 or 10:45 and we're kissing, guess what? Now it's 11 o'clock and we're both in trouble, even though we lived 100 feet apart. You know, so I understand when you talk about time and, you know, because it'd be like, dang, like, yeah, whew, man, I got to go. But I'm going to give you this one last kiss and I'll see you tomorrow. And that one last kiss turned into an hour.
It's like it's suspended
in air. I'm going to go ahead and stay. Is that all right? You know? You know what? Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing your transparency with us. I know you don't have a piece, but everything that you said was a piece all in itself. Don, y'all going to get me later, but everything you said was a piece all in itself. So
right.
I'm going to get you over to the VIP lounge so you can grab that bubbly. And, you know, save some for me. I never seem to get, and I'm hearing that this is good, and bottles are going fast. So if you would be so kind to save me some champagne, I would really appreciate
it. I see one more bottle over there. I will grab it for you. I'm going to, you know, tuck it away somewhere. And, yeah, because I heard the last time you had, like, the backwash Right. And Loretta just from the last bottles. So
right.
Let's not do
like,
that to you.
I had to,
I got you.
I literally, this is what I had to do. I had to literally walk around, take a cup, and pour every bottle that had a drop or so in it into my cup to get a full cup. So I really appreciate you.
I got you. Let me go grab that last bottle for you. You have a good night. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Teela Shao. And she came through sharing, you know, just sharing her thoughts on the topic, which I really appreciate. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio as we come through Clubhouse tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. for Small House of Poetry. We're going to be in the living room with their feature, which happens to be our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Make sure you tune in. And then at 9 p.m. will be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration and Alonzo. Monday night will be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Behind the Vibes is their theme, y'all. So make sure you want to tune in. Tuesday night, Mojave's Got the War Council. Man, listen. Panel about relationships, discussions, just all kinds of stuff that we get into sometimes, you know. Wednesday nights, the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl or La Negra. Their topic will be coming. You know, they like to surprise you and wait till, you know, right up until the show, and that anticipation just be building. Thursday night is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And man, what a dynamic show that is, the dynamic duo, as people like to coin us. We're just two guys who like to come in and have a good show. Make sure you tune in. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with Sincere and his guest co-host, La Pearl La Negra. And then Saturday night, next Saturday, will be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra. So make sure you tune in. We got something for you every day of the week. Something's here for you. Just come on out. And I'm going to say that usually my normal saying, without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So we thank you for coming out. We thank you for taking time to spend with us, for just being here with us, for just devoting, in this case, almost 3-4 hours to Epiphany Radio. I thank you for dating me tonight. I thank you for talking about kissing tonight. And now y'all got me spoiled. So I'm going to close with this song, and we will see you tomorrow night.
I've never been so wrong before. You made it impossible for me to ever love somebody else. And now I don't know what I left you for. See, I thought that I could replace you. Time I'm born by your touch, boy. Yeah, yeah.